Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to go? Yeah. We are moving. Has he talked to your soul? Go, 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 go. Don't you know that it's beautiful?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio. We're super excited today to welcome Ray from Universe Records joining us to talk about his new album with the band Fly to the Sun. And who doesn't like that name, Fly to the Sun? And talk about a host of just amazing musicians, just singers, everybody. This is so cool. It is out now, so check it out. Go to the website, flytothesun.com. I can't even believe that domain name was around. It's such a good name. So welcome, Ray. How are you?
Well, thank you, Lisa. I'm doing fine, and it's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know what? Fly to the Sun is such a good name. Tell us a little bit, because the album is awesome, and it's just great. I don't know. It's really positive feeling, and I think we need that right now as we talk, you know, as we're recording. I think it's not out while we're recording, but it's out by the time this comes out. But listening to it, it just feels like we need to have some hope, and it feels very much like a hopeful, like, let's have some peace kind of album.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's funny that when we decided to make this album, first of all, the name of the band was going to be Ray and the Universe. I have a friend who's president of Live Nation, and I was talking to him one night, and he said, "What's the name of your album?" And I said, "It's Fly to the Sun." And he said, "And why don't you name your band Fly to the Sun?" And I said, I never thought of that. I kind of like that idea. And he goes, yeah, it's more rock and roll. It's unique and it's kind of cool and hip. And he said, why don't you name your band Fly to the Sun? And I said, I'm going to think about that. And he said, well, go online and see if the domain is available. And he said, do it now while I'm waiting. And so I went online, flytothesun.com was available. And he said, grab it now. Just get it right now while I'm on the line. So I got the domain, and the name became Fly to the Sun. As far as the positivity, thank you. I hope that relays over to people, because that was one of our intents in making the album. We wanted it to be not only great musically, with bringing in such wonderful musicians.
Wow, amazing.
But we wanted it to have a good message, and we wanted it to be uplifting for people, something happy to listen to and make them feel good, kind of like music from yesteryear, you know, in the 60s or 70s, like the Beatles, and they sang about love and happiness and peace. And we wanted it to be kind of like that, you know.
I think it's time we go back into, you know, how history repeats itself and music kind of does those cycles. I think it's time for that again.
I do too. I do too. I think I listen to a lot of the new music today, and I like all kinds of music. But you know, calling women derogatory names and things like that, I just don't quite dig that myself. You know, I want people. To appreciate each other and accept each other and not call each other bad names. And life is too short for that. So I wanted to make something as an alternative for people that they could listen to driving in their car or whatever, and maybe put a smile on their face and make them feel that the world isn't as bad as people say it is, you know. And when the album will be released October 27th, but the radio impact date will be October 23rd. And we'll be on about 4,000 radio stations, and
awesome.
We're already on many radio stations in India. We've become very popular in India. And so we, by design, try to make it not only musically great, but we wanted it to have that uplifting feeling. And when all, you know, this stuff started happening in the world, I didn't anticipate that, of course, but the timing is kind of oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of cosmic, you know. Maybe right now there's just so much division in the world, you know. We need to get together as a people and start caring about each other. You know, I just love the music of that era because it was happy. You know, I remember as a kid listening on my clock radio, waking up for school in the morning, and you would hear all those great songs, you know, and I used to love getting up, getting ready and going to school because the music made me feel good. And it got me going. So anyway, that's one of our goals with this album is,
Tell us a little bit about how it got started, how you got the tribe of the musicians that you have, and I'm calling them a tribe. It's like the peace warriors, you know, coming together. Because you're the band and the musicians you have is like the most stellar lineup.
When
And it's cool to hear
no
you play flute too, because we don't hear enough flute, you know. I'm just
yeah I
saying.
didn't I didn't want to dominate the album with a lot of flute. That's kind of Jethro Tull's niche, you know, but I just wanted to add little bits and pieces in there
Yeah.
to because I love the sound of the flute and I wanted to have some parts in there. And but you know, when I decided to make the album, I didn't have a band at that time, so I had to form a band, and then I thought about what kind of music I wanted to do and what type of players would fit in best. And I remember watching an interview with Jack Welch, who was the CEO of GE, when he retired, and they asked him, what do you attribute your success to in running a such a successful business? And he said, that's simple. Hire good people. And that's something that always stuck with me, you know? So when I put this band together, in my career, I managed big drug companies. I managed the research for big drug companies. And I'm a people person. I love people and I like organizing and managing folks, and so that's kind of my expertise. But I needed a band to come in and give me the musical expertise. You know, I like to sing and I like to write, but I needed folks. So anyway, I contacted Jennifer Batten. I knew Jennifer well, and asked her if she would be interested. And she said, "Yeah, absolutely, let's do it." And then I contacted Andrew Giddings from Jethro Tull. I knew Andrew, and I liked Andrew because he's got a great sense of humor. He's a cool guy to work with, and not only is he a great keyboard player, but he's a brilliant producer. He did a lot of the producing for Jethro Tull as well. So, and I needed that for this project. I needed somebody with those kinds of arrangement skills and help us put things together. So I brought in Andrew. He agreed to join. And then Billy Sheehan, I talked to some time back because Billy was interested in playing with the band that I was in at the time. And he said, "Hey, I'd like to play with you guys if you ever needed me and I was available. I would like to play with you." And I said, "Well, let me keep you posted on that." So as this band started to develop, I contacted Billy and I told him what we were going to be doing, and he said, "Yeah, I'd love to do this." And I said, "Cool. Well, welcome aboard. You're our bass player." And I said, "I want to get a drummer. I need to get a really good drummer who's versatile because these songs, every song is going to be different. You know, they're not all the same like most bands
Yeah.
you from song to song. These bands, this band, every song is different, different genre, R&B, progressive pop, progressive
I
rock."
like that though. That's my favorite thing about it too, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's very eclectic in that way, so it appeals to a wide range of people, younger people, older people, you know, people who are into heavier rock or people who are into pop, R&B, and we wanted it to be something that everybody could enjoy, you know. So Billy said, you know, the best drummer is Greg Bissonette. And he's playing with Ringo Starr right now in Ringo's band, but let me talk to him and see if he has interest in joining us. I said, "Okay, great." So I heard from Greg that night, And Greg emailed me and he said, "Hey, Billy told me about this band you're putting together and I would like to do it. So count me in." So we had a
That's
great drummer.
awesome.
Yeah. And Greg was just recently named best drummer in the world on Modern Drummer magazine. They did a worldwide survey and Greg Bissonette won as the best all around drummer.
Dang,
So,
that's huge. But and I mean, and he's playing for Ringo, like, you know, come on. Another
yeah.
great drummer. But and listen, bass players and drummers know each other. And if they like each other and can work together, then you've got the foundation, right? And that's the key.
That's the rhythm section of the band. Yeah, the heart, the heartbeat of the band is the drummer and the bass
so
player.
Putting
Yeah.
everyone together and working with them, I mean, they've all got supreme talent, right? But isn't it also just having the right vibes of not having like a, you know, you don't want that. They're so technically pristine and such talent. And what, you know, to me, it's about having the right souls coming together to make the music. You know, you
Yeah.
could have someone that maybe is talented, not perfectly good in the technical side, but if they have soul, then roll with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we wanted a good team. I look at a band, not a group, but a team, you know, and that encompasses everybody. Producers, the mixing engineers, the publicists, the web designer, we're all the band, you know, and I look at it in a more of a team way. And yeah, I wanted people who were team players who got along good together, and I didn't want any band fights. I don't want to,
no
didn't want
drama.
To, yeah, no egos. I wanted everybody to love each other, you know, because
like
like
have
I
a good
always say,
time.
Yeah, when you're making an album, it's very intensive work and you're in touch with each other daily, you know, and communicating, and you better like each other because, you know, you're going to have to work together. So that was what I really loved about this band is everybody was just so cool and it was really like a family and everybody really believed in what we were trying to do to be unique and, to put out something that you just don't hear anymore these days. I had a guy that I gave a CD to the other day call me and he said, "You know, it was so nice to listen to your album and to hear guitar solos again." He said, "You don't hear guitar solos anymore in music."
Yeah.
And yeah, so we try to bring all that back, you know, and maybe we will start a trend. I don't know. There's a lot of good
but it's
music.
Still, you know. I love what you were saying about going back and those sounds, but it's still very fresh and original, and that's hard to find too. And we do tons of music interviews, you know, and I just love it when you can have sounds of the past and where we can keep that, you know, torch burning. And I know listeners are probably tired of me talking about it, but it's true. You want these sounds to continue living on because they do, you know, have feelings and they're part of people's memory bank. And should continue into the future, but you want them to also have a fresh sound. So you're not listening to the same song 10 times over and over. So it's really nice to hear something original, but with those sounds. So there's a comfort. There's an extra comfort with that, I think. Yet the whole album is not like all prog rock or all soul, like you're saying, or all R&B. It's a little bit of everything. So it's a nice big blend. And we like big blends here since we're Big Blend Radio.
Yeah. It's a good
why,
fit for
why,
the band.
yeah, why pigeonhole everything? You know, we're not into that.
Yeah, our album is a big blend of all different styles, and that's what's nice about these musicians. They can play anything. I mean, you know, just I feel blessed. I really do to have people like this around me, and we've all become very close and good friends. And I talk with all of them, you know, and we're in touch all the time, and they're all just really wonderful people, very genuine. And, you know, one of the things I really love about them is, you know, a lot of musicians, especially when they get big, you know, big talents like Billy Sheehan and Jennifer Benn, people of that level, is sometimes the egos get in the way. But this band, everybody loves their fans and appreciates their fans. They're in touch with them every day. I see Billy. I mean, Billy's on tour worldwide right now with Winery Dogs, and yet he's still on Facebook answering posts. People say, "Hey,
but
Billy,
that's
I saw
so
you yesterday in
I
Germany."
know
And
that's
so
the
cool.
thing. That's so cool that we didn't have that before. Yet, you know, social media can be, here's the negative, but here's this other positive when it's used the right way. So
Yeah.
that's the kind of thing. And I think nowadays we're looking at all of that like you can't, it's choice. It's like people don't like AI. Like we don't want AI in music and making songs. Like that sucks, right? But it's how it's used. You know, it's we have to start thinking again. And I feel like the kind of music that you have, when you listen to the album, you want to just sit down, listen to it. I love, you know, again, I feel like I'm repeating myself on the shows. When you get to this part, I'm excited every time I get an album where, you know, everybody leave me alone. I just want to keep listening and listen to it again, because the first time round, it's one of those albums. You're going to go back again and you're going to get another layer of textures. It's like a multi-layered cake. And who doesn't, who wants just one layer of cake? I want multi-layers, and I don't want all the same frosting. I want them all to kind of blend in together, right? And your album does that. It's like the perfect cake. And if you're going to the sun, you need to eat cake first. So you need to eat cake.
Like
Everybody
that.
Eat cake, right? I feel like Marie Antoinette, however you want to say her name, but it is about that. And you want to hear it again. And it just is like, feel good. I mean, this album is fantastic and just getting people to listen and think again when you're listening, kind of open your mind up a little bit and not be so closed off to this, closed off to that, and be free again, which would be really nice if the world got to that, you know?
I hear that kind of comment from everybody. I've done so many interviews in the last week,
I
and
bet.
everybody feels really optimistic of the future of this album because it is so unique. And, you know, I told a friend of mine recently, I said, you know, I listened to these songs probably over the course of time, thousands of times, because when you're mixing, you got to listen to them over and over, you know, make sure everything is, all the levels are right and everything. And I said, the funny thing about this album is I never got sick of them. You know, I never got sick of these songs. I listened to them so many times and I loved them every time. And that's unusual. That's when you know the music has got to be pretty good. If you can listen to it repeatedly and you still like it. I had another guy tell me when we released the video, Soaring with Angels, which is the lead track of the album. We put the video up on YouTube as a promo just for people to start to get to know about us. And he called me and he said, you know, that video, the first three times I watched it, I cried. And I thought, well, I guess that's a good thing if something can move you to tears as long as you're not upset about it. He goes, no, it was just, it just had such a feeling that, really touched me. And I said, well, thank you. I didn't mean to make you cry, but as long as there were tears of joy, I'm okay
well,
with that.
Well, I think people being in tap with their emotions are, that's what art is about, right? Art, music, writing. And even if it's a negative, it means that they're feeling something, and that's good. Feeling is good. We need to feel things instead of being numb, comfortably numb, right?
Yeah. You know, sometimes a good tear jerker is good for the soul, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So
it is. It's cleansing and rebirth and all that comes with it, renewal, you know? It's
kind of puts you in touch with your inner self when you have those kinds of emotions, you know? It does. It puts you in touch with your own spirit, and I think it's healthy and it's good for you. But
in writing these songs, because they do have feeling and the lyrics to me are fantastic, and it just, you know, it there's no what's interesting about it is the music is complex, but it's very simple and straight up, like you can grasp it immediately. And when you get to the lyrics, like, when were you writing all of this? I mean, are these songs that you've had in shoeboxes, or did this all just come together at one time? Like, how did this happen?
It's just a variety of all those things, Lisa. It's sometimes a song will come to me just out of nowhere. I was getting ready for bed one night, and all of a sudden, a whole song came to my head, and I'm like,
cool.
I want to go to bed, but I'm going to write this down because I knew I'd forget it the next day.
Yeah.
So I wrote down the lyrics, and the next morning I developed the song. And I've had song ideas come to me at the weirdest times. I'll be taking a shower, and all of a sudden a lyric will pop into my head. And it's a very random thing. You get these inspirations, these intuitions, or whatever. And I don't know where they come from. It's not something you can force. It just kind of happens. The muse, the inspiration will just come to you. And that's how this album was. If I ever sat down at my desk and said, okay, I'm going to write a song today, it never happened that way. These
Yeah.
songs, the lyrics will come to me when I least expect it, and all of a sudden, I get these ideas and I'll write them down. And I really don't know where they come from, our subconscious or guardian angels or what. I don't know
Yeah.
where we
Well,
get
you got
these
a song
songs.
with angels, you know. Hey, that's it.
You never know, who knows? But yeah, I'm happy with the lyrics. I think
Oh, you should be. Yeah.
they're meaningful, And I've had people ask me, what did you mean? They'll refer to a song and they'll say, what did you mean by those lyrics? And I always tell people, I want you to decide what that
Yeah.
means to you, because you can ask, different people what their ideas were about a song. This is for any band, and they'll have totally different ideas on what that song meant. So I think what's most important is what do the lyrics mean to you? And it would be unfair of me to taint their perception by saying, well, when I wrote the song, this is what I meant,
Yeah.
because they may feel something totally different, and I don't want to
Yeah.
ruin their
Yeah.
thrill or license,
We've got in trouble even on our shows doing, music interviews and getting all excited about something and saying, oh, well, this meant this and this and this to us. And I remember it was, I think, anyway, it was one musician and he was like, no, that's cool. And this is actually where I was. And then somebody was like, well, now you put your thoughts into my head. Like that's not what it was
Right.
for me. And but that was what we did say. It was our feeling, it wasn't like this is how it is,
Sure.
So now I'm like, I just dig it, man. I'm not gonna go there, but everyone go dig it. Because and I think people should be able to talk about their opinions or what their thoughts or feelings are from a song, but it is that. I mean, the arts are that. Like you can paint a painting, like that beautiful one behind you, and I'm got a certain part of that that I love because it's got the art, it's got the fall and the blue and the gold, right? Which is that season now, which I love. But somebody else is going to go, oh man, it means this to me because my family would go do these trips and to this water, and I'm all about the color and, so everybody's going to be different.
Sure.
So I think that's a beautiful thing. I mean, that's what the arts are. You're creating you, something, inspired you to do something. And here it is, and there it is. You get
Yeah.
what you want out of it, and
Exactly. That's the beauty of art, of any art. It should, everybody will have their own interpretation, and same with music. And some songs are very straightforward. Some songs you hear the lyrics and it means what it means, but some songs are a little deeper, and you have to kind of think about them a little bit. And I like music that makes you think.
Me
So we
too.
have a little variety. There's some songs on there that are pretty straightforward, mean what they mean. And then there's other songs that kind of make you think a little bit.
And some
And,
will levitate you. You get to the levitation station. You got the levitation station album. We always talk about music that levitates. It makes you like just feel higher and higher, happier and
Right.
happier.
Right.
What's going to be your next single? Do you guys know yet, or do you have an
Next
idea?
single? Well,
It's so weird to have singles. I know, I've just to me it's like how do you choose those? That's like you only get one song on a set list. How do you do
right.
that?
Well, the first single that we're kind of introducing is the first song that Soaring with Angels song. But our what a one sheet is, right? So one sheet that you give to, like, we're going to be on like 4,000 or 5,000 radio stations. effective. The impact date is October 23rd. And in the on the one sheet, when it tells about the band and who's in it and so forth, we recommended Soaring with Angels, Taj Mahal, which is an Indian song that we put together, and then the title track, Fly to the Sun. But really, you know, any one of these songs could take off because they all have that kind of it factor, I think. You know, I love the second song, You're Free as a Bird, because
I
just
do too. That's
musically,
one of my favorites.
oh, it's the production is just amazing. Andrew Giddings put so much time into that one. And when you listen to it, I like listening to that song with headphones, good headphones, because you hear so many things in the background. It's just so beautiful, strings and stuff that's, you know, buried in the back. And I love the production on that song. So you never know. Any of these songs could be big.
Yeah, that's the thing about like doing this kind of thing. It's like even putting an album together, what song goes where? It's like that's a permanent set list, you know? And then you're like, that's it. Once it's out. And to me, that's, you know, and people eventually do how they want. They listen to how it wants. I always go like, just listen to the whole album if you can from start to finish and take the ride, you know, because that you've got one of those albums that you want to listen to the start to the end. I know each song, you know, stands on its own, but I think everyone should listen to the whole thing. So just saying.
I do too. What we're going to do is we're not going to do free streaming media. And I know people will be disappointed in that decision. But you know, to make a record like this, a big production record, costs a lot of money. And to give it away for free, we just can't afford to do that right now. So what we're going to do initially is we'll have downloads available. So if people want to buy a song or two, they're 99 cents. And so that way it's affordable for
where are
people.
You doing that on your website, flytothesun.com or
the
Bandcamp?
Apple
Oh,
and
Apple,
Amazon.
that's right.
Yeah, so they can buy individual songs for 99 cents, and then we'll have the CD available on Amazon. And if they don't want the whole album, then the album, the CD is cool because the artwork is spectacular, and people are going to really want it. This is kind of a collector's item. But we'll have the songs as downloads, and I'm hoping 99 cents is going to be reasonable for people to get it, you know. But we just couldn't put it on Spotify right away because the cost was just outrageous to
Well,
make this album.
Don't start me on the whole streaming thing. I mean, it's like even us podcasters, it's like here, please, we need to put ads on your stuff. And, you know, if you don't let them put ads on your stuff, then, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to put you at the bottom of the barrel. It's like, it's a whole other topic that is, it's the Wild West of hell. I don't like.
Well, and that's what I like about radio and why I'm big on radio is radio will play your songs, but it's random, right? It's sporadic. It's spontaneous. People will be driving down the street and a song will come on the radio and they'll go, wow, who is this? I really like this song. So radio helps you get the word out, but yet it's not something that people can select anytime they want it. You know, I'll give you an example, like Blue Oyster Cult. Hadn't done an album in many, many years, and they came out with an album a couple of years ago, and it was awesome. And so I looked, and it was on Spotify. It had just come out. It was on Spotify already. And I'm like, wait a minute. You guys spent all this money making this fantastic album, and people can just take it for free. And it just seemed wrong to me. So I love Blue Oyster Cult, and I bought their CD online just because I want to support them, and I wanted to, you know, buy it. But a lot of people, if it's free, why buy it, right? So... So that's my my soapbox kind of thing, you know, and I'm fine with streaming media. I think it's wonderful. It's a big library that people can go to and listen to anything they want. It's wonderful. But for a new project, when you're first releasing a new project, you know, it's an expensive proposition to put together an album, especially something like this where you've got big name people playing on it, and you've got, you know, big productions, the costs, as you can imagine, are very high. So we'll put it out there for people who want to do the downloads.
But it's also part of the community, right? So I think there's an investment in the community part of it too. Cause are you touring with this? You know, cause that's the other part of it. It's like, I think a lot of musicians tour and that there's that other connection of getting the CD that way. So I know you guys are, you know, hopefully going to do some music somewhere, or you're going to be mostly selling this online, right? So, everyone can go to flytothesun.com. We all know that domain name is very important. It started at the beginning of the show. So that's where people can go to connect with you and everything. Is that the best way?
Yeah, we've got a Facebook page too, of course. But the best thing is the website, flytothesun.com, and people can find out all about us, and who's in the band, and all the information is on there, and we keep it very current. So we'll be putting some more interviews up and so on too. So try to make it interesting and informative for people.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ray. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. It's been nice talking to you, Lisa. Nice to meet you.
And we want to give a big shout out to our sponsors of today, which is DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun, not so far from you in Tucson, Arizona. This is when you talk about art and people doing what they want to do. Artist Ted DeGrazia certainly did that in the Southwest. He is one of the most reproduced artists in the world. And so go to DeGrazia.org. Everyone, if you're going to Tucson, you must go there or go online and shop there. So check them out. Thanks so much, Ray.
Awesome. Thank you. Peace and love, everybody.